What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Remember the Titan Fantasy Football League. I'm your host, Chip Satterfield, joined by the man to beat in the Poop Bowl, Brian Wolf.
That's a rough moniker to have. I wish I didn't have that.
Yeah,
But here we are again. Just like the last 3 out of 4 years back in the Poop Bowl, boys.
it's been 3 out of 4.
Yeah, last year was my only year to make playoffs, and I think I only made it to the second round.
Oof, that's tough.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. Just tough. Not
Sure,
great.
sure.
I'd fire me if I were a team manager.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously. You would have been fired years ago. Here's my thing is I had a tough week last week watching myself not make the playoffs. I beat my opponent, I got the record I needed. And it came down to the Monday night game, whether or not Tim lost to Allie. He had Tyreek Hill, Raheem Mostert. She had the Packers DST and like a 20-point lead. And I watched the Titans fumble the ball on their own 10-yard line, like two possessions in a row, and Raheem Mostert just casually walk in two touchdowns on back-to-back possessions. And I turned the game off. I couldn't watch anymore. My season was done right then and there. Raheem Mostert put a nail in my coffin.
Yeah, that's a way to not tilt though. I mean, that's good. It didn't ruin your night completely.
I won my matchup. I did all I could. My points four has been okay the last couple of weeks. Tim, I gotta hand it to him. He got first most points in the league that week, and Allie got second. So he. I mean, the league made it as hard as possible for him to get in the playoffs, and by God, he got there. So I
Yeah.
gotta give kudos where kudos are due. Tim did great, and I helped him well in the playoffs. So, I tilted so hard. And now some news from the league. Waivers ran and AB got huge. He got Quentin Johnson for 10, which is too much to spend on huge.
Yeah.
It's
I
weird.
left a little note in there. Did you see what that was?
Yeah, AB has a love affair with Quentin Johnson. Here's the thing is he did have three big plays last week. Now that there's a backup in. So I get it. I first round draft talent. He's been disappointing this year, but maybe he's good with a backup quarterback because they've gotten reps together in practice. But
Yeah.
yeah, I
And
don't know.
he Looking through the transaction records, AB has been the only one to ever trust him the whole season. He's picked him up and dropped him. He's dropped him twice and picked him up twice after drafting him.
I had him in my other league and I dropped him to the waiver wire and haven't thought about him again. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
So what? Some's got a hold on AB, but I guess Cuge is the man this year for him.
Are you playing AB this week?
No, I am playing Brandone actually.
All right, so is it AB and Chris?
I think so.
I hope AB plays huge against him and he goes off huge.
Yeah, that would just be perfect.
That would be nice. It would be a good wrap up since Chris can't be here. Tim got Flacco for 8. Flacco's looked serviceable. I mean, he's looked good.
Yeah, I mean he got 20 points last week, so that's better than most quarterbacks are doing right now.
Yeah, no kidding. Andrew got Chase Brown for 2. Is that
I don't know what
AB
he
or Holden? I didn't
hold
write
in.
that. Holden. Dude, Chase Brown has looked pretty good actually.
So you're a Bengals fan. Why is he getting a bunch of points? Is Mixon out? Is Mixon hurt?
No, Mixon got a decent amount of points last week too. He's like a change of pace. He's like kind of he's like one of those small dudes that are like shifty.
Oh, all right. I got
Yeah.
you.
And he's
Kind of
just
like a Kareem Hunt-ish kind of guy.
Yeah, he hasn't have I think he's getting targets too. Like I think he's catching balls out of the backfield if I remember correctly.
Got you. Okay.
I didn't is somebody to, if they don't re-sign Mixon, he's somebody to look at next year. I'm not sure that he'll be useful in the fantasy playoffs, but yeah,
Yeah,
next year
for
I'll
sure.
be thinking about him.
For sure.
So after waivers ran, Ethan got the Saints DST, Tim picked up the Falcons DST. Owen got Danny DeVito, which is actually Tommy DeVito. I was talking to Laura the other night at dinner. I was like, yeah, you know that backup quarterback for the Giants, like he's doing super good. His name's like Danny DeVito or some shit. And she goes, no, it's not. Like I don't I was like, it's Italian. Like I don't it's DeVito for sure. I don't know. I don't remember what his first name is.
Dude, his story is funny. I don't know if you've read it or not yet. Like his whole situation, just like living at home. His mom like makes his bed, does his laundry, feeds him. He just goes and plays in the NFL on weekends. Like that's, dude's got it made, honestly, right now.
Yeah, he was the most Italian-looking agent of all time.
Oh yeah.
If you haven't seen his agent, dear listener, it's worth the Google. You picked up Pop Douglas after I dropped into the waiver wire last week, kind of on accident, if I'm being honest. I thought
Yeah.
I needed to clear a spot for Aaron Jones coming off of IR. It was one of those things where it was like too early in the morning. I hadn't had my coffee. I was like, oh fuck, I gotta make room. And then,
Oh no. You
yeah.
made a mistake I made earlier this year.
Yeah, but I also don't think Pop Douglas does anything. He's still questionable, and like, who is their quarterback? Is it Bailey
Yeah,
Zappe?
I
Like,
mean, he was a complete shot in the dark, and I just wanted to get rid of Dobbs, and he was the next best thing on the waiver. So I was like, eh, whatever.
I get that pickup. I should have held on to him. I just didn't like a dummy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I picked up the Broncos. I picked up the Broncos DST? Did I really? Oh, yeah, I did. I'm not playing anyone this week. I got a bye week in the poop bowl, so that's actually a DST for next week.
Yeah, all right. Not a bad way to prep.
Nope. We have no waiver of the week for Chris, because
Because
evidently.
Chris didn't show up. Too
Yeah.
cool for school, I
His
guess.
words, something came up. I don't know what that something is. I don't know how it's more important than us.
Dude probably had to take a nap again.
Probably. I got a little sleepy at about 4, so I fell asleep. And for the bit this week, we're doing some playoff matchup calls. We're gonna determine who we think are gonna win the matchups. So we're only doing the teams that actually made the playoffs. We're not gonna call poop bowl matchups because why?
Yeah, no one cares about
No
those.
one cares about those. We'll probably let you know if we win ours, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe we congratulate the poop bowl winner if it's one of us.
I mean, there's decent odds where three out of the six that are in the poop
Yeah,
bowl, so.
this podcast is half of the poop bowl.
Oh
Wow,
boy.
that makes me
We need to do
sad.
better. We need to do better next year.
Yeah, I am sad. All right, moving on. First matchup we have is AJ and Owen. You wanna take it away?
Sure. So I know Owen has struggled mightily the past couple weeks. Failed to score triple digits. So even though that's happened, I think he rights the ship this week. I don't really like his starters as of late. They've been struggling, but their matchups, I think, edge out AJ's team. So that's where I'm giving Owen the nod. I think he'll make it to week two here.
I don't hate that. I went the opposite way where I'm gonna take AJ in this matchup. I don't love AJ's team. I actually think it's a little bit of a pretender team to make the playoffs, but I'm picking it mostly because I don't like Owen's team. It's looking worse for wear. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a big part of his team. He'll face Pat Surtain in the Broncos secondary this week. Pretty good corner. Josh Jacobs is questionable, maybe won't even play. Do you want him? If he does, I mean, they scored like 0 last week. Ken Walker has to face the Philly run defense, and he has a Antonio Gibson on his bench, but Brian Robinson's coming back this week, so I don't love that either. Just don't like
Yeah.
any of it.
Yep, that's fun. That was a, I mean, there were some rough matchups in the playoffs this week.
Yeah, no
Boy.
kidding. I feel like a lot of teams that like have ridden players to the playoffs. Like I have Amon-Ra St. Brown in the league that I'm headed into the playoffs. And I'm nervous about playing him this week. I have him and like Adam Thielen, and I'm like, I don't think I win this week. Like I don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, next matchup is Ethan and Holden. I'll do the analysis first this time. I think Holden will take this one down. I don't think JJF plays this week. He kind of got really beat up on a throw from Dobbs. That's why Dobbs has been benched. And I don't like his pivot options. I think Holden has enough upside players with a couple of players in the Indianapolis Pittsburgh game. I think that should hit the over, like every indie game seems to nowadays. So I think he'll be the beneficiary of that good matchup.
Okay. I'm giving Ethan the nod this week. I really like Puka. Puka's been doing big stuff the last few weeks, and I think he think that gravy train still keeps on chugging. And for the reason you didn't like Ethan's team, I personally think Jefferson will be back out there. I think he said he will be, and I think the injury was rib related, so not that that's like, it's not a world ender for Jefferson. He could put on one of those flak jackets, might be a little slower, but still. I mean, Jefferson's a baller. So assuming he doesn't get any more hospital balls thrown his way, I think Ethan might be able to get this one with the likes of those two.
He might, but I'm worried about his quarterback. It's not
Yeah.
Dobbs, but it's also,
Mullins?
yeah, Nick Mullins.
Oh boy.
All right. Next matchup, it's Allie and Tim. Take it away, Bob.
I don't usually pick Allie, and I'm sorry, Allie. I need to give your team respect where respect is due. So I'm giving it to you where it counts here. I give you the nod this week. Your players have juicy matchups, and although it's not come together the past couple weeks for you, I think you get a win here.
This is the first one we agree on. I'm giving the nod to Allie, as it were. I think Tim's team kind of limped into the playoffs, and he has a lot of questionable players, health-wise. Not that they're questionable, they're good players, but he has some health stuff going on. So I don't think he has enough depth to cover that. So I think Allie gets it. It is They're running back just last week's matchup. I needed Allie to beat Tim. She put up a hell of a show. Got
Oh,
second
I
most
didn't
points
even
in the
realize
league.
that.
Yeah.
Damn, the grudge match here.
No, I know. I know. Allie, I don't know. I had to give Tim the nod. I mean, respect where respect's due. He's had a good year pivoting off of a draft that we all kind of thought was pretty bad, but he's made the playoffs and he rocketed up the rankings as soon as he tied a few people because he has good points for. So maybe Tim pulls it out if his players play, but I don't know, dude. They're looking sus.
Yeah, looking injured.
Looking injured for sure. The last matchup, we have Mitch and Tony.
Sorry,
Go ahead, bub.
I didn't mean to laugh. Boy, this was probably the grossest one to analyze because both teams have made it this far on the backs of just McCaffrey and Allen with Mitch's team, and then Tony's team is just Deebo and CeeDee. The rest of the team you could forget about because it's a whole nothing burger. However, I think Tony's first time in the playoffs. I think he gets his first win in the playoffs this week too. He, as gross as the rest of his team is, I really think the stack of Deebo and CeeDee will keep on carrying him through. And Jordan Love has a decent matchup against Tampa Bay this week, so if he even plays halfway decent, gets him 15 to 20 points, I think he could take down Mitch.
Hell yeah. All right. I went the opposite way. I've never believed in Mitch's team from the jump. I thought it was a bad team. He has a good record, so I was wrong, obviously. So I gotta go with it now. The Allen McCaffrey stack evidently is enough points to beat a lot of the teams in the league, and I think it'll beat Tony. So yeah. And that's the news. Well, not the news. I keep saying that at the end of work meetings. And my instinct was to say it at the end of this bit, but that's not the news. That's the bit.
Yeah, that's projecting the playoffs.
That's projecting the playoffs. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie, you have any words of wisdom for the way out?
Congratulations, everyone. We made it this far. Got another good fantasy season under the belt. And I guess really at this point, everyone knows if they're in the playoffs or not. So the playoff teams that are actually in and playing for the big bucks, as the kids say, make sure to plan ahead. Obviously win this week, but make sure you got some, maybe some skilled players, maybe some defenses lined up for the next couple weeks if you're going to make that stretch run. Also, I know we end the season at week 17, so you shouldn't have to worry about, you know, starters getting benched, but maybe just keep an eye out for those teams that can kind of just coast their way in versus the ones that are going to be scrapping to make that last playoff spot.
Oh yeah, well said, bub. I'll try to plan ahead.